Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. Ottawa is extending its two-year-old e-scooter pilot program in spite of accessibility concerns from residents with disabilities. On Wednesday, the city's Transportation Committee voted to prolong the program after hearing from numerous delegations citing accessibility issues associated with the scooters. The scooters were implemented in 2020 as part of the city's initiative to promote sustainable transit. After a successful first season, the program was extended in 2021 with a larger fleet of 1,200 electric scooters provided by three companies, Bird Canada, Lime, and Neuron Mobility. The city's report on the 2021 season revealed that the devices were popular among residents, with an average of 2,600 trips completed each day. Despite high ridership, some residents are concerned about improper use of the scooters leading to issues for people with disabilities. Kim Kilpatrick, a resident with vision impairment, presented a delegation on Wednesday explaining how the scooters have impacted her ability to get from place to place.
I must say the last 2 years have not been a fun time living in the downtown core, including the last few weeks. The e-scooters have made my life pretty challenging. In the past 2 summers, I've regularly tripped over scooters, run into scooters, had scooters almost run into me, had them blocking audible pedestrian poles, had them on the end of the walkway of my house, found them in the intersections when I've been trying to cross streets. And I know there are other times when they've been around me, but I didn't hear them at all.
Kilpatrick points out that the noiseless e-scooters, which can travel at speeds of up to 25 kilometers per hour, are a hazard for those who can't see them coming. According to the city's report, industry-wide standards for sound emissions from e-scooters have not yet been developed or implemented. Two of the e-scooter manufacturers, Bird Canada and Neuron Mobility, tested sound emissions on some of their vehicles in consultation with Ottawa's Accessibility Advisory Committee and an accessibility stakeholder group. Kilpatrick, who is one of the accessibility stakeholders who was consulted, says none of the proposed sound emissions were suitable.
I feel very nervous about these. I was on the stakeholder group. We did not find a suitable sound. After last season, I was very tempted to give up all my advocacy work with the city. I felt very hurt by this and felt that we weren't being listened to and heard.
Philip B. Turcott is the chair of the Accessibility Advisory Committee. He delivered a delegation on behalf of the committee on Wednesday, urging the city to discontinue the pilot program.
It's our view that, unfortunately, the experience of the last 2 summers and even the recommendations before you show that there is no viable pathway to making e-scooters safe enough for Ottawa.
The city received 422 emails from 161 unique individuals and 143 phone inquiries during the 2021 program season. Most of them were concerning improper parking, accessibility issues, and poor riding behavior. According to the city's 2021 end-of-season survey, 83% of respondents had encountered an improperly parked e-scooter. A majority of those didn't report the devices or move them out of the way. The city says they worked with providers and the community to raise awareness about parking violations and proper use of the devices. However, according to the city, the issue remained by the end of the second pilot season. Kate Ricciomini, lead of the Ottawa chapter of the Canadian National Institute for the Blind, cited concerns with the way the city is responding to complaints.
We are glad to see that the city is recommending greater enforcement and the increase in time to 15 minutes to rescue an abandoned scooter. However, it's worth noting that that 15 minutes presumably starts once the company is made aware of a scooter, which relies, again, on citizens to complain, which they haven't been. And the thing is, as someone with a visual impairment myself, it's not a great help to me that an e-scooter is going to be gone in 15 minutes if I've already tripped over it and potentially hurt myself. And the concern with enforcement is, again, I'm worried that while they are increasing enforcement, it's not going to be enough to actually curb the large amount of infractions that we have seen over the last 2 years.
The city's proposed methods of enforcement for the 2022 season include ticketing users in contravention of the e-scooter bylaw and putting more onus on the providers to enforce the rules. The city is reducing the fleet to 900 in the next season and will narrow down the number of providers from 3 to 2, which will be selected using a competitive process. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.